This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abom. We're continuing our series of Monday morning shiurim. Ruchem Abom to the Kollel Agra de Perka. And we have an amazing topic today. The subject is Parshas Korach and the power of Bikur Cholim, the amazing power of the tefillah of every Jew. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Nedarim Daf Lamed Tes Amar Reish Lakish Remez LeBikur Cholim Min HaTorah Minayin. Where is there an allusion to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim? You know, you would have expected, I don't know, maybe the Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu was sick and Hashem came to visit Avram Avinu, or maybe a different source. The Gemara brings an amazing source. Amar Reish Lakish Remez LeBikur Cholim Min HaTorah Minayin Shenemer. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if these guys, Korach and his cohorts, die like all men, and if they're visited by the visitation of all men, meaning, what is Moshe Rabbeinu telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Does Moshe Rabbeinu say, look, prove to the world that I am correct and Korach is wrong? Because if Korach is right, then he will turn into a pumpkin. No, that's not what Hashem says. That's not what Moshe says. The Moshe says if Korach is wrong, he'll turn into a watermelon. No. Moshe says if he dies the death of a regular man and he is visited by the visitation of all men, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Im kamois kol ha'adam yemosan eila. If Korach dies, the death of all of mankind. Shehem Cholin, most people, ultimately, they become ill. Umutalim b'arisasan, and they're placed in their sickbed. Uvnei Adam mevakrim oisam, and people come to visit them. Mahabriyos oimrim, what will people say? Loi Hashem shalachani lazeh, God did not send me. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Hashem, the simen that Korach is right is not only if he dies a regular natural death, but if he becomes sick and people are mevaker choyla. But if he dies an unnatural death and people are not mevaker choyla, that shows, says Moshe Rabbeinu, that I am correct. So the barometer, the test to determine, is Korach a fraud or am I the fraud, says Moshe, is if people come to be mevaker chayla Korach. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't just say if Korach dies naturally, then Korach was correct, and if he dies unnaturally, then I'm correct. Moshe Rabbeinu hinges it on the mitzvah bikur chaylam. If Korach dies naturally and people are mevaker chayla, then I'm a fraud. But if he dies unnaturally and people are not mevaker chayla, then Korach is a fraud. How in the world is Bikur Cholim the barometer to determine the authenticity or lack thereof of Korach? This question is raised by the Marsha in the Marsha's second edition of Marsha Masechta Nedarim called Madura Basra, second edition. When I was a Bachar, I used to think Madura Basra was the Sefer. The Marsha wrote a Sefer called Madura Basra. Madura Basra means last edition. It means another edition of the Marsha. The Marsha asks in Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Beis and Beis V'Kasha, "B'mai haya nira shalai asa midaitei b'shvil shemnei adam mevaker noisai." How does the fact that people visit Korach show that he didn't do it on his own? V'oid mai mida kenegen mida zeh yesh shenivlu chayim la'aretz. What exactly is the mida kenegen mida that Korach will be swallowed by the ground? How is Bikur Cholim the barometer to determine the authenticity or lack thereof of Korach? Let's begin with the Gemara Nedarim and Daf Mem. The Gemara Nedarim tells us a story. There's a story with a student of Rabbi Akiva who became sick, and the Chachamim did not come to be mevaker him. And Rabbi Akiva came to be mevaker him. And because Rabbi Akiva swept, and in the olden days they had dirt floors, so you have to sprinkle water on the dirt floor so that the dust settles. Because Rabbi Akiva was mevaker him, and he swept, and he put water on the floor, chaya, the student lived. Amar lei, Rebbe, hechi yisani. Rebbe said, I'm sorry, the student said, Rebbe, hechi yisani. Rebbe Kiva, you kept me alive. You gave me life. Yatsa Rabbi Akiva Vidarash. Rabbi Akiva went out and he expounded. Kol mi she'ein mevaker choylem, anyone who's not mevaker choyla, ki'ilu shoyfech damim. It's like he spilled blood. You think if you're not mevaker choyla, all you're doing is a lack of a positive command? No, it's more than that. It's more severe than that. Anyone who is not mevaker choyla, it's like they were shoyfech damim. It's like they spilled blood. Because literally, a biker chalim could give somebody life. When Rav Dimi came, Rav Dimi said, anyone who's mevaker chayla, he causes the person to live. And anyone who's not mevaker chayla causes a person to die. So Gemara asks, how does he cause a person to die? Does it mean someone who's mevaker chayla, he davens for them to live, and someone who's not mevaker chayla davens for the person to die? Really? If you're not mevaker chayla, it's because you're sitting at home saying Shiram Alois mi mamakim, and then you make a mishaberach avos seinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, who yemis as a chayla zeh. Heaven forbid that somebody would daven for someone to die. So Gemara says no. Elo kol she'ein mevaker chayla, ein mevakish olav rachamim loy sheyechia v'loy sheyamas. Basically, the Gemara says that somebody's mevaker chayla, he causes the person to live because he davens for them to live. But someone who's not mevaker chayla, he doesn't daven for the person to live, and therefore he has to consider it as if he caused the person to die. So from here we learn a very important facet of bikur chaylam, and that is davening for the chayla. Part of the mitzvah of bikur chaylam is davening for the chayla. Which means, perhaps, that if somebody visited someone and he bought them balloons and flowers and chocolate and a get well card and a newspaper and did not daven for the person, are they mekayim the mitzvah? As we're going to see, they do not fulfill the mitzvah properly. They're lacking in the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So you say, then, why do I need to visit them to daven for them? I'll just make a list in my Rifa'inu and I'll add them to the list. What connection is there between visiting the person and davening for the person? So let's explore this a little bit. In Yaradea we find that one should not be mevaker chayla in the first 3 hours of the day. Yaradea simin shin nun hei, sif dalet. Because in the first 3 hours of the day, the illness eases off. And if you visit in the first 3 hours, the guy's going to be sprightly, the guy's going to be energetic, and you're not going to daven for them. Don't visit someone the last 3 hours of the day, because then the person, the illness is very heavy, and you're going to think the person is in a desperate situation, and you're not going to be mevaker, you're mevakish rachamim, you're going to think it's all hope is lost. Says Rama, v'chol shabiker v'loy bikeshel av rachamim, Loi kiyem hamitzvah. You could drive to the city. You could schmooze with them for 4 hours. You could buy them balloons, cards, candy, chocolate. And you just one thing. You didn't daven for them. You don't get the mitzvah. Davening for the chayla is part of the mitzvah bikur chaylam. So the Chafetz Chaim has a very interesting question. You know, on the winter days where the day is less than 6 hours, and you don't visit someone the first 3 hours, you don't visit someone the last 3 hours, so when exactly are you supposed to visit the person? So the Chafetz Chaim says, first of all, the hours are sha'os manios, okay? So if they're only 6 hours in the day, so then it's a half hour. The first hour and a half you don't visit them. The last hour and a half you don't visit them. However, if you're pressed for time, and if you don't visit them in the short window that is recommended, you won't be able to visit. The only time you have to visit is either in the first 3 hours or the last 3 hours. Then certainly it's better to visit them in the first or last 3 hours than not to visit them at all. Because at least you'll be able to sweep the floor and clean the floor. Now, So far we're seeing there are two key elements of Bikur Chayla. Number one, cleaning the area around the Chayla. And you should know, you could go to the best hospitals and they have the most sanitary conditions. There's always garbage near the Chayla. There's always trash on his thing, around the bed. You can lick off the floors, but there's always garbage around the Chayla. And that's the first chelek of the mitzvah. The second chelek of the mitzvah is to daven for them. And therefore, it's best to schedule it during not the first 3 hours or last 3 hours. In the Sefer Chut HaMeshulash, which is the official biography on Rabbi Kiveger and the Chassam Sofer, and this is a very important Sefer, it's not just a storybook. Chazon Ish says every home should have the Sefer Chut HaMeshulash, the official biography of the Chassam Sofer. He says when it comes to the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylam, the Rabbi Kiva Eger was very attached to the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylam. If he would hear that someone became ill, he would come to visit, he would bring him tasty food to restore his spirit, and it was very pleasing to a sick person that Rabbi Kiva Eger made it his business to visit the person. And very often Rabbi Kiva Eger would sleep next to the Chayla, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger would try to get the better good doctors for the Chayla. Rabbi Kiva Eger would ask for the Chayla's name and the name of his mother, and he would daven for him. And Rabbi Kiva Eger would do this daily. Nothing would stop him. And this was the practice of Rabbi Kiva Eger in the city of Pazna. Can one be mekayim the mitzvah Bikur Chaylam over the telephone? So this was brought to the attention of Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Yerdei Chilak Aleph Simon Reish Chaf Gimel through the telephone. The questioner wanted to say, well, obviously you won't be able to sweep and you won't be able to wash the floor. Well, there are aspects of the mitzvah you should be able to do. You are able to do. Namely, you could daven for the person. So Rav Moshe says, look, even though you do get a mitzvah if you call a chayla, but you can't say you're yoytze yedei chayvasai because you're missing a lot of things. You're missing washing the floor. You're missing sprinkling water on the floor. The only thing you get is if you're not able to travel to the Chayla, let's say the Chayla is in a different country. So you're not completely exempt, but you have to be mevaker him, l'chala pachais, in whatever aspects of Bikur Chayla you're able to do. The questioner wanted to say, well, the main part of Bikur Chayla is davening, and that you definitely could fulfill on the telephone. So Rav Moshe said, no, you can't. If you were able to fulfill the aspect of davening just by calling someone on the phone, then why would you ever have to go visit someone? Ask their family how they are and daven for them in shul. It must be in order to properly daven for somebody, you need to see their condition with your own eyes. Until you see the condition of the chayla, nothing the family tells you will impact your emotions to daven in a heartfelt way. In other words, in order to properly fulfill your obligation of tefillah, you need to see their condition in the firsthand. And even, obviously washing the floor, you have to be there. Now, by the way, there is a difference between davening and cleaning the floor. Davening, nobody else could do it. Even though other people could daven, but nobody could daven your tefillah. But let's say cleaning the floor, if someone else will do it, then you don't have to do it. Now, here's another amazing tshuva from Moshe about the mitzvah Bikur Chaylam. And in this tshuva, we learned something really remarkable. Rav Moshe says, I know a lot of people probably question me. That people see, a lot of people ask me, they come to my house, they ask me to pray for this chayla or for this tzara, or that I should give them a bracha for health or for children or for parnasa or for Hatzlacha and Taira, or whatever they need. And Rav Moshe says, I do it, and I mevarech them, and I daven for them. Says Rav Moshe, even though I know my very little, my small value in Taira, and Amasim Tovim, and look, you see Rav Moshe's genuine humility. He says, probably people wonder, why do I just daven for Cholim, or give brachos to people? Who do I think I am that I consider myself so righteous that I just daven for people? I know how unworthy I am. I know other gedolei Torah that are greater than me, that when people go to them for a bracha or to people go to them that to ask them to daven for them, they say, what are you coming to me? Go to somebody else. So Rav Moshe says, I know it appears somewhat arrogant. So Rav Moshe continues. He says, we know the Iker Mitzvah Bikur Cholim is not to clean the floors, is not to make the Chola feel thought about. The Iker Mitzvah Bikur Cholim is to daven for the Chola. Yeah, the Iker Mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to daven for the Chola. Like we learned in the Gemara Nedarim, that when Rav Dimi said that if somebody visits the Chola, if somebody has an eraser, if you could just erase these red marks on the Marim HaKoymos kindly, that the Gemara says that if somebody visits the Chayla, they cause them to live. And if somebody is not able to visit the Chayla, they cause them to die. Because tefillah is a very critical part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. And you shouldn't visit the Chayla in the first 3 hours or the last 3 hours. So we see from here that the tefillah and the bracha of every single person, even simple people, even people who are might be sinners, is very important. Think about it. We say that anyone who is not mevaker chayla is causing the person to die, and anyone who is mevaker chayla causes the person to live. So imagine like this. Imagine you know the whole Mayatzes Gedolei HaTorah went to visit a chayla. Now, I'm sitting at home. I want to know, should I go be mevaker chayla? Yeah, we say, don't you know the Gemara Nedarim? If you don't go to be mevaker chayla, you're causing the guy to die. Why am I causing the guy to die? Because you could daven for him. I should daven for him? He just had 9 Gedolei Yisrael daven for him. Why am I obligated to visit him? Must be that even though this guy was visited by the Mayatzes Gedolei HaTorah in America, the Mayatzes Gedolei HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael, the Shas Mayatzes Gedolei HaTorah of the Sfardim, you could have the Gedolei Chasidus, still a regular Jew, still has an obligation of Bikur Cholim. Why? Because who knows? You never know. Maybe his tefillah will be the tefillah that will be in Niskabel. Even though all the Gedolei Yisrael, all the Admoirim, all the Rosh Yeshivas, all the Rabbanim, 5,000 great people visited this person, I'm a chuyiv to visit, because maybe my tefillah will make the difference. So what do we learn from here? The incredible power of the tefillah of every individual Jew, everyone needs to say that maybe my tefillah will make the state of Israel safe. Maybe my tefillah will win the war. Maybe my tefillah will hear the chayla. Maybe my tefillah will help that person find the shidduch. Nobody knows whose tefillah it will take to change the course of history. You know, sometimes a person knows somebody who's waiting for a shidduch, or who's a chayla, or sometimes even in the situation in Eretz Yisrael, and a person says, oh, they're saying Tehillim, okay, good, let them say Tehillim, I'm going to run off. Every person has to think that maybe, who knows, maybe it's going to be my sincere tefillah that will make the difference. And therefore, every single Jew has an obligation to be mevaker chayla, because it could be their tefillah will make the difference, and if they are not mevaker chayla, then the Gemara says it's tantamount like you caused the guy to die. Even simple people, even people who sin sometimes, could be very effective. Even individuals, because there is no obligation to do Bikur Cholim with a minyan. Rav Moshe even says it's better not to go with a group of people. This is not an activity to do with your cronies. Like say, hey, Hey, Yankel. Hey, Fievel. What are you doing today? I don't know. Yesterday we went bowling. Today we're going to go be mevaker chayla. No. Biker chaylam, you do it yourself. Nobody likes to be visited by a group of people. This is not like a chevra thing. Rav Moshe says that there's no chiv to visit with 10 people, and it's better to say it's usur to visit a chayla with a lot of people. The reason is each individual, even a stam person, even a sinner, and even someone who doesn't care about sinning, his tefillah might be accepted. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, if someone asks you to daven for them, even if you're a simple guy, and you're not zohar in mitzvahs, and even if you're an oivir avera, if you're mamin b'Hashem Yisbarach, whether somebody asks you bal peh, or someone asks you b'ksav, you need to daven for the person, because maybe Hashem will be concerned for your tefillah and your bracha for whatever reason, because Hashem remembers and knows the machshava of every single person. Maybe this person who's an oiver avera, he has a certain zchus, and because of that zchus, his tefillah will be accepted. And also, the fact that if someone asks you to daven and you feel pain that that person is bitsar, and you're mekayim by feeling pain for him, v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, that is a very powerful zechus to have your tefillah answered. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, since there's an obligation that if somebody asks you to daven or give you a bracha, even though you already know about their difficult situation, Rav Moshe says, since there's a chiyuv to daven for someone, even if you weren't asked to daven, you just know about their situation. You hear this? You know somebody is sick. You know somebody needs a zivug. You know somebody, whatever they need, needs some parnasa, needs chizuk. You have an obligation to daven for them. Certainly, if they ask you. So therefore, Rav Moshe says, people ask. So Rav Moshe says, if somebody asks you to daven for them, you have an obligation to daven for them. And even if they don't ask you, you have an obligation to daven for them. So therefore, if people ask me to pray for them, or to be mispalel, to be mevarech them, I do it. So now Rav Moshe says, but the reason why people ask me to daven for them is because they think I'm a Talmid Chacham. So maybe maybe I shouldn't daven for them because they're asking me under a false pretense because I know that I'm not really such a chacham. Says Rav Moshe, what do you want me to tell them? I should tell them I'm not such a Talmid Chacham? That's just going to make things worse. The more I try to tell them that I'm not a Talmid Chacham, the more not only are they going to think I am, they're going to also think I'm an anav. So it's just going to make matters worse. They're going to ask me more. So I'm better to keep my mouth closed and let them think I'm a Talmid Chacham than to try to convince them otherwise, even though I know I'm not a Talmid Chacham. And Rav Moshe says, look, the reality is I have a yeshiva and I give shiurim and I wrote svarim. So I guess I am a Chacham. Even though I'm very far from what the Gemara says in Rav Pinchas ben Chama, that if somebody has a chayla b'teich b'yisai, they should go to a chacham. And I'm very far from such a chacham. And I'm far from the chachamim of hundreds of years ago. I'm even far from the chachamim of the times of the Ga'onim. Says Rav Moshe, it could be it's good enough to have a chacham from your own generation, even though a chacham for one's own generation maybe is only for paskening shailos, but not for a bracha, so tefillah. Nevertheless, in every generation, Chazal say that if you have a chayla b'toich beisa, you should ask a chacham to daven for you. So even though I don't even consider myself mechachme hazman, I don't consider myself from the chacham of the generation. But since the chayla considers me a chacham, and the chayla should consider me that, so the chayla is following the advice of Pinchas ben Chama, and in the merit of the chayla believing in the words of Chazal, Hashem will accept my tefillah despite its unworthiness. And this is a good reason, Ladina, that people who consider me a chacham and ask me to daven, I'm a choyev to daven for them. So you see, Rav Moshe, so to speak, is jumping through hoops to explain why it's okay for him to daven for other people when they ask them, when they ask him to daven for them. There's an interesting chiddush in the Shiltas, in Shilta Tzadi Gimel, that if you're mevaker as a choyle, don't do it alone. Not like Rav Moshe said, the less people, the better. There is a implication in the Shilta seems to say it's better to do it with others. The Rugged Shaver wants to bring a raya from to the Shiltas from Parshas Vayechi. Yeah, Dr. Soroka, we were just at the Rugged Shaver together in Latvia, yeah, in Tvinsk. So the Rugged Shaver says a raya to be mevaker chayla with someone else. It says, "Vayhi acharei advar ma'ila, vayomer li Yosef hinei avicha choyle, vayikach eshnei banav imoy es Menashe ves Ephraim." That when he heard his father was sick, he took Menashe and Ephraim with him. That according to the Divrei HaShultos, we understand after Yosef heard that Yaakov was sick, so he took somebody to go with him. Now we're going to discuss a very interesting question. We know that scientists believe in germs. And the microscope seems to believe in germs. Question, does halacha believe in germs? What is halacha? In other words, somebody is ill and their disease is somewhat contagious, but you have a mitzvah bikur cholim. How do you reconcile bikur cholim with not catching the disease from the chayla? Do we need to be concerned about that? Does halacha recognize the possibility of becoming of a disease being contagious? So we have a shot. We have a tshuva in the Rama. In tshuva chaf, the shaila was Reuven rented out a house to Shimon for a certain amount of time that Shimon could live in the house, and they made the kinyan. And there are no backs, nobody could back out. And before Shimon moved into the house, Shimon's wife came down with kadachas. In Ashkenaz, it's called gelzucht. Basically, Shimon's wife is ill. And the Rama says, even if you're going to say that the illness of the wife of the soicher is called an oines, certainly, it's not an oines that it's roy to retract because of. Okay, what about the fact that it's contagious? Says Rama, whoever thinks it's contagious is speaking nonsense. Someone who has anxiety says this. Hashem is the one who causes illness. Hashem is the roife. And if the masker was correct, then there would never be a mitzvah bikur cholim. If there was an issue of contagious, how would you ever have a mitzvah bikur cholim? When would you ever visit someone who is sick? You only visit somebody who has an injury, but not someone who has an illness? There's a mitzvah bikur cholim. That means halacha does not take germs into account. The proof is from the Gemara in Hamadir that the Gemara only recognizes a mum for a woman if it's epilepsy, which is a type of ra'asan. Other illnesses, we don't say that. And certainly this illness, which is most likely a product of stuffy air, which all the air in that city is stuffy. It's very common. Every house has this illness. So the masker realized that it's a very likely possibility, and we say sabar v'kibal. So therefore, even if the kinyan had not complete, nevertheless, if Shimon's wife has kadachas, Reuven has to let them live there. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, it seems that the Rama holds that when it comes to bikur cholim, all we know is the words of Chazal. The Gemara only recognizes contagion by an illness called Balei Rasan, and all other illnesses, maybe you could make the case that halacha does not recognize the possibility of their being contagious. And the truth is, says the Tzitz Eliezer, we see many diseases that the doctors used to say were contagious, and now they know that it's not contagious at all, like epilepsy, that the Rama said was contagious. And there are many illnesses, let's say what the Rama is talking about with the kadachas, today the doctors say it's not contagious. And even certain contagious diseases, they only say just be careful not to breathe in the same air as the chayla. So this is a question in halacha. Does a person have to, so to speak, compromise their own health to visit the chayla? So Tzitz Eliezer says maybe the Rama holds that if Chazal did not explicitly exempt someone from Bikur Cholim, if there is a mitzvah Bikur Cholim, maybe we say mitzvah be'idna migno mitzvah. Maybe the zechus of the mitzvah protects you and, so to speak, will secure that you won't become ill. In other words, maybe the Rama is not so concerned for germs, and therefore the mitzvah, you have a right to rely on the protection of the mitzvah. The thing is, elsewhere, the Rama definitely does recognize the danger of contagion. The Rama in Siman Kuf Tes Zayin says that if there's some kind of dever in the city, you should run out of the city. Run out of the city as soon as the dever comes, don't wait till the end. And it's because of sakana. V'shomer nafsho yirchak mehem. You're not to rely on a miracle. You're not to put yourself in danger. By the way, Rabbi Kiveger says, what's the Ramaz Makar that there's something called germs? This week's Parsha. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, when Korach v'Adosoi died, Ribbono Shel'Olam says, he badlu mitoicho eda. Separate from the community. He badlu. Why? Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Umar Shehitzuch Lomar, he badlu. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the Israeli government could have targeted strikes, then God could also, I think. Yeah? If they're able to have pinpoint strikes, knock out one apartment in a building, so why can't Hashem just knock out Korach v'Adosai, no one else would be harmed? The answer is, we don't want germs, says Rabbi Mechal, Kedei shel yidbak b'hem ha'avir hara, shevemakas hadever, kinyin ha'amar b'ishtei shaloit, just like the wife of Loit, v'atabed ishtei me'achrav, and she got germs. You hear this? Rabbein Bechai says when Lloyd's wife turned around, she contracted the whatever illness the people of Sodom got. Anyway, there seems to be a little bit of a contradiction in the Rama. Here, the Rama says that if you rent out a house, then you don't, and the wife of the renter became ill, you still have to rent it out. Don't be concerned about germs. The proof is the mitzvah bikur cholim, because if you had to be concerned about germs, how would you ever be mevaker chayla? And yet here the Rama says if there's dever in the city, you have to run away. Now, what the Tzitz Eliezer said before could be a very good answer. The Rama definitely acknowledges germs, but maybe the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim would override that and we would apply Shomer Mitzvah LaYeida Davara. Or, says the Tzitz Eliezer, maybe the Rama, when he was not concerned about germ, was talking about one individual, and it wasn't such a contagious disease. But if there's a disease which is rapidly spreading, of course the Rama would agree that you're not to endanger yourself, and you have to guard yourself, like the Rama paskins by the Dever. However, the Shiari Knesset Agdoila brings the Rama, and he says, the mitzvah bikur cholim, we do not differentiate between chole magefa lecholim acherim. And it seems like the Knesset Agdoila says, if someone is ill, you visit them. Either contagious, Hashem will protect you. You know, that's what, like, Rabbi Aryeh Levin used to go to these very contagious cholim, and he really put his life in peril. However, the Tzitz Eliezer quotes Reb Chaim Falaji, who questions the Rama very sharply, and he brings from many sources that if the Rama would have known the Rishonim about this, he would never have obligated somebody to put their life in even a suffix sakana to visit someone else. Again, this is a question in halacha. Halacha l'maisa, obviously, you know, we don't endanger our health to be mekayim the mitzvah of bikur cholim. But again, a guy who has a cold or an ear infection, is it technically contagious? Yeah, but you know, who doesn't, you know, everyone's carrying around some germs. You can't be a germaphobe. You know, people walk around, they're still wearing masks. We're done with it. So a person has to live life and balance the importance of mitzvahs and balance the importance of preserving one's health. And kol chacham yasa bedas, you know, you have to be able to evaluate when the chayla has only a minor illness, and if a person has a good immunity and they're not rubbing hands with the chayla and they're not breathing that air, and it's not a makam sakanas nefashos, so then there might be certain types of minor ailments that we apply shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. On the other hand, as great as Bikur Cholim is, it's not one of the three mitzvahs you have to give up your life for or jeopardize your life. So everyone has to act with Chachma Bina V'Haskel. Okay, let's wrap this up. Because again, remember, Moshe Rabbeinu said the clincher of... Moshe Rabbeinu said, what is the proof that Ki Hashem Shalachani, if Korach dies an unnatural death, and no one is mevaker choyla koirach, as if bikur choylem is the ultimate barometer whether koirach is correct or not. So let's go to another Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says on Daf Mem, Amar Rav, minayin shakadosh baruch hu zones hachoyla. How do I know God sustains the ill? Shenemer Hashem yisadeno al eres tavai. God will satiate on the sick bed. V'amaravin amarav, minayin shashchina shruya l'malam mimitasei shalchayla. How do I know the shchina resides above the bed of the chayla? Shenemar, Hashem yisadenu al eres davai. Tanya nami hachi, hanichnas levaker. So Hashem sustains the chayla. Hashem's divine presence is above the bed of the chayla. We learned in a brisa, if you enter to mevaker chayla, don't sit on the bed. Don't sit on a stool. Don't sit on a chair. You wrap yourself. You sit on the floor. Mibnei shehashchina shruya lamala mimitasai shelchayla shenemar Hashem yisadeno al eres davai. This has halachic ramifications in Yardea. We say in Siman Shin Lamed Hey, when you daven for a chayla, if you're in the presence of the chayla, you could daven in any language. You could daven in English, because the shechina is there. But if you're not davening in the presence of the chayla, only be mispalel b'lashon hakodesh. So we see that the fact that the Shechina is present with the Chayla has halachic ramifications. Therefore, says the Marsha in Madura Basra, Korach says to Moshe, Moshe, I have no problem with Hashem. I get along with God. I believe Hashem created the world, and Hashem is Mashgiach, and Hashem gave us the Torah. I love God. I don't like you. I say, you made it up. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, really? You only have a problem with me? You don't have a problem with Hashem? Well, let's see. If you die a natural death, and people are mevaker chayla, and the Shechina comes to visit you, and the Shechina sustains you, and the Shechina supports you, and the Shechina is lamala mirash oisav, then obviously you're good with Hashem, and you have a problem with me. But if God won't even give you the dignity of a natural death and you're going to die unnaturally and no one's mevaker chayla you because the Shechina is not lamala mirashoysav and the Shechina doesn't sustain you and the Shechina is not feeding you, then obviously you don't have beef with me only, then you have a problem with the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Says the Marsha, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu made it dependent on Bikur Cholim, because Bikur Cholim shows a special relationship Hashem has with the Chayla. Take a look inside. Ulafiha Gamara Zum Yushav Ki Adas Kairach Amru. The community of Karach said, Ein Lohem Achleikis Neged Hashem Yizbar Chalila. They have no problem with Hashem. Rak Im Moshe. Only with Moshe. The Efshir could be Zek Havanas HaPasuk. Ki Kol Ho'eda Kulam Kedoshim Uvesoicham Hashem Ratzalaymar. Kol Ho'eda. The whole community, Kulam Kedoshim, they're all holy, the Chasidim B'soicham, and they're righteous among them, Ratzalaymer, B'toich, Lev, Kol Echad, in the heart of all of them, Yesh Hashem, Ein Lem Shum Achloikis in Hashem, Hashem's Bekirbam, Achim Choyesh Machloikis, we only have a problem with you, Al She'atem Mizgoyim, Al Ka'al Hashem, Eyatzmachem, you're arrogant over the community of Hashem. Al Zehi Misramim, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, Amar Moshe, Bezois Teidon, if your problem is only with us, or is your problem with Hashem, you know what the proof is? Ufekudas kal ha'adam. Like the Gemara says, Hashem is soyed the choyla. Hashem is zon the choyla. Hashem is l'malam rashoys of shal choyla. That's why when you daven for the choyla in their presence, you can do it in any language. Then if there's biker choylam, you'll see that Hashem didn't send me because Hashem's with you. But if you're swallowed by the ground and you're never ill, so because Hashem doesn't want to bother with you, because Hashem doesn't want to look at you, then that's a proof that this machloikis is not just against me, but you are disputing the very authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see the great power of the mitzvah of biker choylam, the great koyach, the importance of tefillah when it comes to Bikur Cholam, that davening for Chola is one of, if not the most important part of the mitzvah. And we also learn the great power of tefillah and brachos of every single Jew. Because even if a million people visited the Chola, you have an obligation to visit the Chola. Why me? Because as New York Lotto says, hey, you never know. Maybe it's your tefillah that can make the difference. Okay, Ribbono Shel should give everyone gezint, good health, arichas yamim v'shanim, and Hashem should bring refuah to all the Chayla Yisrael. Shkoyach, have a good day, everyone.
Thank you. Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.